I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
There's a level of development for young kids, for example, where probably all they can really handle is the what's, you know, just kind of help them navigate what's going on. And that's fine. We do that. I've done that. You've done that. And then at some point, we have to move, usually around junior high, about 12 to 13 years of age, kids start to move into another stage of development in which they really are looking for another step in their answering. They want more than just the what's. They want the why's and the how's. And you'll be honest, our church right now, the church in the Big C, is not always great at preparing Christians of all ages, including parents, to be able to offer the evidence to support what it is we believe. And by the way, when they poll students in college and they ask them to tell us why they started to walk away from the church, they will, and the largest percentage will say something akin to, they were convinced by the science or by their professors or by other avenues of reasoning that Christianity was not really true and that the other naturalistic worldviews that were being offered on the campus were, in fact, true. So we have to do a better job, I think, of answering the whys in the house.
You know, I think we probably as parents feel we have a lot of insecurities probably in our parenting, but, you know, certainly when it comes to these important areas maybe of science and evidence that we don't know if we have all the answers anyway. So is it about us being equipped with the answers, or is it just simply talking through the questions with our kids?
Well, I think we have to have answers. I mean, we kind of have been lulled into thinking that we're in this postmodern culture of pluralism where everyone doesn't really, no one really, you know, has a high value for truth. And when it comes to students, and I've known this both anecdotally and we know this from the polls we see in the surveys, kids actually do still want an answer for the questions they have. It's not as though, you know, well, that works for you, that's fine, and I'm happy with that for you. It actually turns out that kids want to know, is that true? And they want to know, and by the way, the other side, when they get to university, is more than happy to give them answers in that regard and to offer those answers as though they were true. So I think it's time for us to make a decision about, do we want to compete in the marketplace of ideas? And I don't think that's an unbiblical approach. I think that you see this throughout Scripture. Paul knew his Scripture clearly, and with some groups, he would stay in the Scripture to make a case for what he believed. But when he's on Mars Hill, he doesn't mention the Old Testament at all. He's able to navigate with a community that wasn't familiar with the Old Testament and was able to navigate with the artists and thinkers and philosophers that they were familiar with. So I think we have to be able to do both, and that's where I think we can help our students.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.